So I remember, when 9/11 happened, and actually my wife and I were in Montreal just about with some friends, and we were getting ready to come home. And then we lived in Albany, New York, and we literally, my wife and I, saw it live, saw the second plane go into the towers live on the TV as we were waiting for our friends in the next room to finish packing. And it was devastating, as so many people have felt the chance to see that or seeing it even repeated. And then, as we all know, that those images were repeated hundreds of times. Now, I think that's really valuable for people who didn't get to see it. But the challenge, not the technology's fault, my challenge as an awake human being, I need to take that experience and image in once completely in my heart. I don't need to see it 100 times. Aristotle said long ago, and it still holds up, that we can censure, we have a right to censure a work of art or information if it makes us experience pity or terror without an inner necessity to do so. Now, that's a profound, almost law, emotional law. Yeah, and that's amazing. And it still holds up. I mean, I think, insights that matter hold up over time. That's profound. So whether it's movies, whether it's news, whether it's what we meet out in the world, whether it's stories we tell over and over, unless there's an inner necessity to do so, then at some point the violence and the pity and the terror become destructive. So that the information is available is a great thing. How we process and internalize it matters because I want to ignite my compassion and my action, and I don't want to fall into terror and pity without an inner necessity to do so.